Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Death of Money, The Coming Collapse of the International Monetary System is a macroeconomic and geopolitical analysis of the modern financial order, written by James Rickards. Rather than presenting a conventional history of banking or a technical guide to trading, the book argues that the international monetary system is structurally fragile and vulnerable to a severe breakdown. Rickards focuses on the U.S. dollar, central bank policy, sovereign debt, derivatives, and the loss of confidence that can destabilize fiat currency regimes. He also links finance to national security, showing how markets can become instruments of state competition and economic conflict. The book is aimed at readers who want to understand why monetary systems fail, what could replace the current dollar-centered order, and how investors might think defensively about systemic risk. Its purpose is not to predict a routine recession, but to warn that a deeper monetary reset could reshape global finance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the dollar-based monetary system is structurally fragile. Rickards argues that the current global system depends less on hard economic anchors than on confidence, coordination, and political trust. Since the end of the gold standard, the dollar and other fiat currencies have relied on central bank credibility and the willingness of markets to treat paper claims as real wealth. The book emphasizes that such a structure can appear stable for long periods and still be vulnerable to sudden collapse when trust weakens. This makes the system different from ordinary business cycle instability. The threat is not just slower growth or inflation, but a possible regime change in how money itself is defined and accepted. By framing the issue this way, Rickards encourages readers to think in terms of monetary architecture rather than short-term market noise. Secondly, the reserve currency problem and the limits of U.S. monetary power. A major theme of the book is the special role of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency and the pressures that role creates. Rickards describes the dollar's dominance as an advantage, but also as a burden that depends on the rest of the world continuing to use and trust it. He points to unsustainable debt, repeated monetary intervention, and geopolitical rivalry as forces that can erode that trust over time. The book suggests that reserve currency status is not permanent. It can be undermined when foreign governments, investors, and institutions begin looking for alternatives. This is one of the book's most important analytical moves because it connects domestic policy errors to global consequences. The health of the dollar is treated not as a purely American issue, but as the hinge of the entire international system. Thirdly, financial warfare as a form of modern geopolitical conflict. Rickards presents finance as an arena of conflict in which states can attack one another without conventional military force. The book discusses cyber attacks, market manipulation, and economic sabotage as part of a broader pattern of financial warfare. This perspective widens the meaning of systemic risk. Instability may come not only from leverage or bad policy, but also from deliberate hostile actions against payment systems, exchanges, or market infrastructure. Rickards' treatment of this topic is important because it shows how fragile modern finance is when it depends on networks, speed, and hidden interconnections. The implication is that monetary stability and national security are now deeply intertwined. For readers, this section reframes financial markets as strategic infrastructure rather than isolated economic mechanisms. Fourthly, derivatives, opacity, and the hidden buildup of systemic risk. The book is sharply critical of derivatives and the opaque accounting structures that surround them. Rickards argues that these instruments often obscure rather than reduce risk, allowing institutions to shift exposures off balance sheet while making the system harder to understand. His concern is not simply that derivatives exist, but that their complexity can create the illusion of control in environments where actual leverage and contagion remain hidden. This matters because systemic collapse is often preceded by misunderstood interdependence problems in one institution or market can spread rapidly when exposures are not transparent. Rickards uses this critique to argue that the financial system has become too complex for regulators and too abstract for ordinary investors to evaluate properly. In that sense, derivatives are presented as a symptom of a larger problem, namely the detachment of financial claims from tangible value. Lastly, gold, alternative settlement systems, and preparation for a monetary reset. Rickards repeatedly returns to gold and other real assets as anchors outside the fiat system. He treats gold as valuable not because it is fashionable, but because it is tangible, universally recognized, and less dependent on institutional promises than paper claims or digital balances. The book also considers the possibility of a future monetary reset involving gold or supranational mechanisms such as IMF special drawing rights. That scenario is central to his argument because it suggests collapse would likely be followed by some organized attempt to rebuild trust in a new framework. The practical lesson is defensive rather than speculative. Readers are encouraged to think about diversification, liquidity, and exposure to assets that may retain value during systemic disruption. This topic gives the book its actionable dimension, translating macroeconomic fear into portfolio resilience. In conclusion, The Death of Money will be most useful for readers who want a serious, if pessimistic, account of how the international monetary system works and why it might fail. Investors concerned with systemic risk, policymakers thinking about currency power, and general readers interested in the intersection of economics, geopolitics, and national security will all find material worth considering. The book's value lies in the way it connects topics that are often discussed separately: reserve currency status, debt accumulation, derivatives, cyber conflict, and the fragility of trust in fiat money. Compared with many books on money, it is less focused on personal finance or market forecasting and more focused on the stability of the entire monetary order. That makes it stand out in the genre of financial warning books, whether or not one agrees with Rickard's most severe predictions. The book offers a disciplined framework for thinking about how modern money is sustained, how it can unravel, and why tangible assets like gold remain central in his view of resilience. It is best read as a strategic analysis of vulnerability rather than a simple crash prediction. If you would like to support James Rickards, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.